all human beings who will come until the day of judgment. Why is the status of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ the greatest from amongst all of them? What was special about them? What were their qualities due to which Allah also was happy with them, who have been mentioned in the Quran, whose words, whose actions have been mentioned in the Quran, whose high status, high rank, the verses due to which the Quranic verses were revealed. What was it? What caused this? They were human beings like us. What was their quality? Which worship action did they possess that they attained such a rank until Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment? No kutub, ghawth, wali, any status of a human being cannot reach the dust on the feet of the Sahaba Ikram. Those companions who, just for a second in the company of the Prophet ﷺ, saw his blessed face ﷺ and spent that moment in his company, Allah has given that reward to that person. That quality, what was that quality? What is it that they possessed? What is it that they did? What worship deed was it that they implemented due to, that Allah Ta'ala preferred and liked? Brothers, that thing was just one. The Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, they had one thing, that they were true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In every vein of theirs, in every artery of theirs, in their body, every cell, every atom, what flowed through their veins, the blood, was the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the noble companions in this way, that in their hearts they had ishq, deep passion for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, deep seated passion for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is that love, deep seated passion and affection, this true love that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his every single action, his every single action, the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, would give their lives. They would give their all, whether it was the Prophet's smile, his sadness, his anger, his walking, his sitting, his sleeping, whatever action it was about the Holy Prophet, his everything, his even his thoughts were so valuable that even for that they had deep love. And it was not some minor love, small scale love. Their love was tested. It was proven that today Sahih al-Bukhari is present in front of you today. Brothers, Sahih al-Bukhari contains all of the actions that the noble companions recorded, preserved in their hearts, and until the day of judgment, Qiyamah, those actions, they have been sent to us, delivered to us, shared with us. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, what did he record in his Sahih? All of the beloved actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are contained, included in his kitab. All of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's methods. How did he sleep? How did he wear clothes? What cloth did he like? What did he like to eat? And at which time would he rest? And how was his smile, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How did his teeth look when he smiled? How did the smile look on his blessed face? How was his blessed imamah turban? Honorable Imam Sharif, what was the tale behind it? Which time, which color of clothes did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wear? This is Sahih al-Bukhari. And no, this is not just Sahih al-Bukhari. This is the memory of the love of the Sahaba Ikram. Subhanallah. For example, if there's somebody who has loved somebody and he writes a book in their memory, so the Sahih al-Bukhari is that kitab, which is a record, it's a memory of the love of the Sahaba Ikram, that this is our love, that today you can see and witness his actions. Only that person can record those actions, who has a lover in his heart. Otherwise, who remembers somebody else in that way in detail? If you have a lover in the world and he has a beloved, and if he has his beloved and he records and remembers, even if he becomes old, he said, yes, he came and it was this, and he remembers every action of his beloved. What is this? Sha'ir. Who are the poets who praise their beloveds, the hair of the beloved, the eye or the smile? This is nothing, my brothers, nothing. Love is this, the Sahaba, the noble companions for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and such a love with his actions, such a love in his life, that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this in the Quran. Allah has also given the testimony in the Quran about the love of the Sahaba, subhanAllah. That which level they attained, the Sahaba Ikram, to which level the heights they loved and recorded the actions of the Holy Prophet that we see and hear this and read this today. SubhanAllah. The surprising thing is this, that such actions, such beautiful actions of the Holy Prophet that Allah Ta'ala loves, that Allah's angels love, that the noble companions love. So imagine the barakat in the Holy Prophet sunnah, how many mercies there must be in his sunnah. How many blessings and virtues and mercies in those each and every single individual action of the Holy Prophet. This is Allah's massive blessing, mercy, that He created that generation of Sahaba who recorded all of this and delivered this knowledge to us. And how much do we appreciate this? It is shocking, deeply shocking, that we, you, me, we call ourselves mu'mins, we call ourselves Muslims, and our methodology of life is according to our desires. The way we want to live, in comparison to our lives, we have the Holy Prophet's guidance, blessed one, is that if we implement that, in other words, the Holy Prophet ﷺ's one sunnah, if in the morning, in the day, one barakah, if we do one sunnah, implement one sunnah, our whole day will be filled with massive blessings. There's so many blessings in one sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, due to its nur and light, the whole day is illuminated. If on waking up in the morning, if a person implements a tariqah, a method of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, his whole day will become blessed. We are mu'min, and it's surprising, shocking, that we live our lives the way we want. So valuable a method we have. We have such a valuable method, priceless, but we waste it. That's why the Quran says, "Fi qulubihim maradun fazadahumullahu marada walahum adabun alimun bima kanu yakdhibun." Allah says, this is the biggest disease. The biggest disease that is in the heart of a person. The munafiq. Who were the munafiqs? This was their disease. That most of all, they despised. Astaghfirullah. They disliked Rasulullah, his actions. And today the mu'min situation is such that we forget about practicing the sunnah. Forget about practicing. We dislike hearing about the sunnah, talking about it. We don't want to know about it. And the biggest obstacle in our life, we say the biggest obstacle to success is the sunnah. We say that's why the Quran says, "Fi qulubi maradun." This is the biggest disease that is inside us, is living inside us, in this qawm, in this nation. So, in other words, the action that made those people in the time of Rasulullah some munafiq, this verse was revealed for them, regarding them. They were defined munafiqs, hypocrites. For this reason, because the Holy Prophet some sunnah and sharia, they rejected it, disliked it, hated it. So today's mu'min, if he does this action, where with regards to Rasulullah some tariqah, his sunnah, his sharia, when he has dislike in his heart, when he has a bad feeling, negative, oh, this is an obstacle for us, it's a barrier for our advancement, we cannot reach anywhere in the dunya, in the world, if we want to be wealthy, if we want to get somewhere, we can't with the sunnah sharia. This is the reason that we put forward, and then we call ourselves Muslim. So then what is hypocrisy, my brothers? Think for a minute. Allah says in the Quran, this is the difference between the munafiq and the mu'min. This is the defining line. That the mu'min is that person in whose heart he has the same style of love for Rasulullah, just like the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions. He will embrace every tariqah, method and sunnah of Rasulullah. And the munafiq, the hypocrite, will be who? That he will use the name of Islam. He'll embrace the name of the mu'min for the sake of showing people, I'm a mu'min, I'm a believer, and I follow Islam. But in reality, there will be no deen in that person, no sunnah. Reality, you'll have hatred, dislike, objection to the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, he will feel a coolness, a dislike. So Allah Ta'ala has announced. Allah has announced that if you do not control this disease and cure this disease of your heart and it increases, Allah says, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Then the biggest consequence of this, you won't just get adab, you'll get adabun alim, a painful consequence. So this was the quality of the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions. Then whoever imitates the companions, radiallahu anhum, until the end of his life, and he loves and embraces the Sunnah and Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how many difficulties he has to take in his life during the day, etc. Just like the Sahaba Ikram, this is love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The definition of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not the name of any other action. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is defined as one thing only, that his life, outside, inside, eating, drinking, standing, sitting, every single action is and should be according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is it. End of. Why? Because this will prove, for example, I drink water. Water. Yes? And I say, I won't drink like this, I'll drink like the way that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank. So this proves then, this action proves that my aqeedah is attached to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My whole aqeedah and belief is that if I drink water in the way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank, I'll have barakah, blessings, fadail, and millions of diseases will get cured due to this action. In other words, I believe that if I do amal, practice on this sunnah, then it will give me extreme success. And whoever leaves this, then it proves that I don't want to follow that way. I don't want to follow Hidwan al-Daqidah, that he has to follow the sunnah. So this is the difference, and this is in nifaq hypocrisy. Otherwise, what else is the definition of hypocrisy? This is what the Quran says. This is what the Quran has defined as hypocrisy. Leaving the sunnah with choice. So what we realize is the life of the holy, of the noble companions, was a collection of love for Rasulullah. Every action, every single method of the Holy Prophet, every single thing they observed in the life of Rasulullah, they would make that part of their life. Why did they do this? Why did they implement this? For this reason, because Allah Ta'ala had to take this until Qiyamah, that the mu'mineen and the munafiqeen, the difference, the defining line will be this one defining line. The proof. This will be the proof that differentiates that who is a mu'min, a Muslim, or is he a munafiq, a hypocrite. This will be the single action which will determine who is a mu'min and who is a munafiq. Until the Day of Judgment, this will be the measurement tool to differentiate between the mu'min and the munafiq. Not that all of his other actions are fine. May Allah Ta'ala forgive. How? No, that he makes a sample of Islam, a few actions, I've got this deen, I can't go beyond this, and everything else is hard for me, I don't accept this oppression, etc. No, I cannot practice this, people say. So if I have love, how much barakah, blessings there will be in following him, imitating him in one sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we analyze just one sunnah, I say that sunnah is so great that it will refine and correct and align thousands of issues in our life. Look at the love of the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions. Today, which Muslim is like this, my brothers? Which Muslim has fikr, concern, worry, deep concern? Nobody has. So every insan has his own style of showing his fikr, of demonstrating his concern and worry in their own way. For example, our problems and issues, how do I get rid of them? Now let's see what was the tariqah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of solving issues in Tirmidhi Sharif. What a great point, that this is deen, this is the way of life. If there was no importance of this, then how would this action come in Sunan Tirmidhi? This is all from Allah. Allah established the laws and recorded the laws that Tirmidhi Sharif has delivered this hadith to us, and today we are reading and studying this hadith. So who is the narrator? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. May Allah be pleased with him. He narrated this hadith. What a great lover has Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Imagine his status, his deep love. That one action, one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he shared it, recorded it with the whole ummah, that he had worry, that he presented the cure for grief in front of us. Why? Because our iman, the belief of a mu'min, is that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he's demonstrated a way of how he solved problems, difficulties, issues, there's no greater cure than that until the Day of Judgment that can show and demonstrate to us how to solve problems. If we close our eyes and blindly implement the sunnah, it will be the solution. This is the sunnah and the solution for how to rid our worries. As Abu Huraira radhiyallahu anhu said, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so now, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's action, he observed that, what did my master, my leader do? That this is about fikr and worry and concern. That the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his every action Allah Ta'ala demonstrated, happiness, sadness, everything he demonstrated to us. And how did he implement it? That is the cure. So as Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would become concerned or worried, then Rasulullah would implement one action. This is Sunnah Tirmidhi. Hadith in Tirmidhi. So I have total yaqeen in the Sahaba that the Prophet ﷺ, he did this action at the time of concern, and it would get rid of the biggest concern. So come, let's share this sunnah. Let's promise in our hearts that Rasulullah ﷺ sunnah and sharia, we will have so much love that our every action will be in accordance with the Holy Prophet ﷺ sunnah and sharia, will come into our lives. That's when our heart will get rid of nifaq and the diseases that the Quran has mentioned to us. Explain to us. Fi qulubihim maradun. Allahu Akbar. These were those people in whose hearts that they, subhanallah, there were people against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to dislike the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sunnah and sharia. Allah Ta'ala gives the example of them. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from such examples. Allah Ta'ala protect the whole ummah from these examples. Then our lives, that how can we be two-faced? That we say, ya, oh Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we love you, we are with you, and our hal is that we dislike him or dislike his sunnah and sharia, don't prefer it and think it's difficult for us and hard for us in our lives, and we don't want to practice it. So has Abu Hurairah radhiallahu anhu stated that the Holy Prophet's blessed habit would be that when he was concerned or worried, then he would implement an action. What was that? That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would raise his head lightly, subhanAllah, he would look, the Sahaba Ikram saw this, that the Holy Prophet would raise his head towards the heavens and say a statement, Subhanallahil Azeem, he would state this, subhanAllah, what an action, this blessed action, this has been shared to us, and the Tirmidhi Sharif has sealed this, and has Abu Hurairah radhiallahu anhu shared this. For which reason? That he would record this hadith, he shared this hadith, and it was shared, and it reached to us, and it's recorded and sealed in Sunan Tirmidhi, Tirmidhi Sharif, the collection of hadith. So if we leave this action, and we take other strange people solutions, we take this tablet, antidepressants, and this action, and that action, and this, etc., and satanic and evil or wicked actions to get rid of problems, people take them. We say we are ummatis, the members of the Holy Prophet's nation, my brothers. What a beautiful solution, that when a person has a concern, a worry, anxiety, just slightly raise his head towards the sky and say Subhanallahil Azeem, recite this. That's the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. What will this cause? That you implement one sunnah to get rid of your worries and concerns. The first thing is that definitely that worry and concern will be gone with the fadl of Allah. You'll get contentment, peace. After that, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that because you are implementing this blessed action of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are implementing this sunnah with love, and you like this action of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala says that he has revived an action of my mahbub, then I will also make him my beloved in the court of Allah, in Allah Ta'ala's book. You will be beloved to Allah due to one sunnah. The Holy Prophet promised that in such a day when there will be fasad and wickedness, then he will get the reward of 100 shaheed for reviving the sunnah of Rasulullah. You'll get the thawab of Allah becoming Allah's beloved. 100 shaheed. Beyond that, when any person at any time, Rasulullah said, when he takes the method of my sunnah and follows my tariqah, Rasulullah said that person becomes my beloved. He's beloved to me. I love him. So we become the beloved of Allah, Allah's beloved. We become his beloved, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thawab, we get 100 shaheed thawab. And beyond that, for example, that problem you had, that worry, that concern, that grief, Allah Ta'ala gets rid of that. Then the barakat of the sunnah, the blessings of the sunnah, the mercies of the sunnah, the nur of the sunnah, the whole day will become radiant and illuminated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to implement the sunnah of Rasulullah. This should be our life, our every second, our breathing, the cause of our living. If this isn't, then read the Quran. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Those people who do not follow Rasulullah's sunnah sharia, what does Allah Ta'ala define them as? Allah says they're liars. They are liars. They're liars. And for them, there'll be a big عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ that I've prepared, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may he save us from this life of lying, which is devoid of Rasulullah's sunnah and sharia. Let's promise today, whatever amal we do, whatever action we do, ilm, knowledge is this indeed. This is the knowledge indeed, that what was the way Rasulullah did this? What was his method? In other words, what did Rasulullah do at this time, in this day? What was his blessed action? What was his method? How did Rasulullah sleep? How did he wake up? How did he drink water? How did he put on the shoes? How, if the Prophet ﷺ had pain, what would he state? When he was ill, what did he do? When he would have a fever, what did he do? This is all cure. This is the solution. All of this is a solution. Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. This is the lifestyle. How did Rasulullah stand up was the solution. His sitting was the solution. His lying was the solution. It was a cure. His standing, sitting, lying down was a cure. Everything of his salam was a cure. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability to become true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru dawana anil alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.